Well, nobody's transplanting brains
yet.
That we know of.
Black market
brains
in secret.
I guess somebody could be Frankensteining, but yeah, no, motorcycles are a bad idea. Sorry, I'm gonna, if you don't stop me, I'm going to derail
No,
everything.
that
we
we're
don't
here
want to
for it.
stop you. We want the
We're gonna
derails.
wait, Diana, we're gonna let you go on a 5-minute tangent of how billionaires and tubes are.
Is guacamole a fruit salad?
What is the best milkshake for bringing boys to the yard?
Ostriches are dinosaurs.
Don't piss off old people.
New game.
What do you mean it gives you Arby's mouth?
Artisanal muck duck balls.
I think they call that auto fellatio.
I want to high five a shark.
Welcome to Bar Banter. Relax, have a drink with us as we debate the most controversial topics in the world today.
On today's podcast, we talk about what five food mascots would make the best basketball team. What will be the next big food eating competition? And lastly, what three modern professions would be best to have with you if you were exploring the Oregon Trail? But first, we have guests from the Critically Stupid podcast. Alex and Diana, what are you guys drinking?
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for having us on this delightful program. I am drinking a Dragon Tail IPA. It's from Leavenworth here in Washington, and it's delightful.
IPAs are disgusting. I think you
You're disgusting.
I think y'all just Stockholm syndrome yourselves into thinking that you like them. Like, no, nobody likes IPAs. I am drinking, what am I drinking? I don't know. It's just like some cheap $5 bottle. It's a rosé. It's a cupcake brand. I don't fucking know.
Guys, tell us a little bit about your podcast.
So we are Critically Stupid. We are an improvised Dungeons and Dragons real play comedy show where we show up once a week to tell a story together and crack some jokes. Everybody denies this, but the fact that we are a family-friendly, Christian-centered show seems to be sort of like something that is like talked about in the community, which I personally find very offensive as the arbiter and sort of the like controller of the story. Just like, we are here for the light of our Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yeah,
you guys play Minecraft also.
We do love a good Minecraft. It's true.
Love to hear it. Love to hear it. Benjamin Trimmer, what are you drinking?
Hey guys, glad you're joining us. I went a little gin and gin tonight, so I'm doing a little aviation gin with a little ginger beer. Drew, what are you drinking?
I have a new beer, and it's Lime Creek Brewing Company, the Real Dill, or the Roll Dill. It's a dill pickle sour beer.
Oh,
and it
sounds atrocious, but
it's
I
absolutely
appreciated the
fantastic.
Pun.
I love Lion Creek beer. I don't know about that one. I'm going to have to try it.
I have an extra one for you, Ben.
I don't want to drink my pickled. I didn't mean that the way it came
like,
out. I'd already said most of it,
perfect.
So I just committed and kept going. But yeah.
Oh, hey, Travis. What are you drinking?
I am back on the chicken cock bandwagon. My brother got this for me for my birthday.
Is that not just a rooster?
It is, and it makes a great mascot. Thank you. Thank you for the segue.
Ouch.
Thank you. That was perfect. Wow. That's all I was waiting for.
Really good. Really good.
Real good segue.
Really good.
And you say we don't plan things.
Damn.
I knew there was going to be a rooster, and there's something on the bottle. I can use that as a mascot. That's as far as I got with planning. Didn't know how it was going to go. Guys, team, people, the World Cup of Basketball is coming up soon. And it got me thinking, what five food mascots, so from literally any sort of type of food that you can think of, could we assemble to make the best basketball team? Who's got their all-star lineup?
Doesn't Tony the Tiger play basketball?
He does sometimes, yes.
Doesn't he have a basketball? And he's like, they're great. So, I mean, like, obvious add to the team. He already knows the sport. Better than I do. I don't know shit about basketball. So
is he playing power forward or center?
See, I don't know what those words mean.
he's dribbling the sports ball.
Definitely power forward.
I'm already lost.
Like if you were having me put together a football team, we could talk with basketball. No, I'm useless. But
it seems like a
distinctly
power
recall
bottom
him
to me.
Basketball.
I think if we're going to talk about obvious picks right off the jump, I do think we have to consider the Jolly Green Giant.
Absolutely.
Like, we're just going to talk about just like the top of the line, got to be on the team, dream team, All America style, Jolly Green Giant. I mean, he's literally a monster for green beans.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, he's a perfect center. It's where he belongs. Absolutely.
He's the biggest guy on the team. The center position. He will literally just block. Someone look up how tall he is, and then
honestly, he's top of my list, but I'm wondering, is he too big?
Nope.
No such thing.
Nope. There was a clip.
If his head goes out of the stadium, a closed stadium.
So have him play in an open stadium. That is an accommodation.
Right?
That's ADA compliant.
That's on his rider for
Steph Curry versus team. I think it was a Japanese team, but they all had like weird apparatus that they could use to block the goal. So it was just,
I saw that.
Yeah. And I'm thinking Jolly Green Giants basically just, nope, get out of here. You're done. No points for you. So he's basically the Mutombo of our team.
I was going to say, wasn't there a commercial with
No, not today. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mutombo.
I will forget that, but I appreciate that you knew.
That's okay. That's what I'm here for. So we've got potentially, we're just going to throw out names. Maybe we'll put them in positions and then we'll narrow it down to five. I wanted someone who would play great defense one-on-one. So on the ball against one other person. And that type of person needs to have really good hands. And the best hands in the game is Lefty the Glove, Hamburger Helper. Yeah.
Quite just true.
Taking all the steals. He's got it. I mean, I'm not looking for him for points.
He doesn't even need like the whole arm. How does he get around?
Doesn't matter.
This is my first question. Like, are we worried about the ambulatory abilities of the helping hand? Because if all he can do is just stand in one spot and sort of flop, his like
I'm imagining
on the court is limited.
But even
I'm
if he's like,
he
like
has the ability
thing,
to
he can't dribble the
locomotion.
All right.
I'm not looking for him to dribble. I want him going up against LeBron James one-on-one and then him stealing the ball from him. He's a specialty player, right? He's versatile.
Looking, he can do a lot of different things. I'm good with it. I like it. All right. So I threw somebody in there, and Tony the Tiger, Deanna, was awesome. I had him as my top like power guy. Had the Kool-Aid Man as like a secondary power guy.
I was actually thinking the Kool-Aid Man would just be better for like hype, because he's just, all the time. Yeah. And like, if the stadium doesn't accommodate the Jolly Green Giant, he can just, through the fucking ceiling and it'll be fine.
Absolutely. I was trying to think of like somebody on the team who could be like the best shooter, you know, like a restaurant mascot, but very food centric.
I love it.
And this is a restaurant that caters to winning games, and that's Chuck E. Cheese. Mm-hmm. So you want the best shooter. This guy builds his restaurants around shooting and winning games and earning tickets. So I want Chuck E. Cheese on my team because he's got too much experience on scoring points.
We can add Chuck E. Cheese if you can tell me what the E stands for.
Entertainment. It's Charles Entertainment.
Entertainment Cheese.
I feel like Chuck E. Cheese hates his life, though. I don't know. I just get that vibe. As somebody that also hates their life, I just pick up on that vibe from Chuck E. Cheese.
Like, I tell you what I do like about Charles Entertainment Cheese, though, is just like that raw competitiveness. That's just like you want that one player on the team that's like driven to spite and hatred when you're trailing at the half.
Is he
just
like,
said
like,
he hates
his
life?
He sounds like a good sixth man. Like, I want him coming off the bench. I kind of want him as an enforcer a little bit to just come and get fouls and kind of rope up the other team a little bit.
I'm good with that. Like he can use that hate my life energy, but I didn't see him.
He's going to be the best shooter. I mean,
he's also a leader of an entire band. So he's got a little bit of that charisma to be able to like get the team behind him, like almost like a Harlem Globetrotters kind of vibe to him. He can really get everyone on the team hyped up. He's kind of synonymous to like a Kool-Aid Man for me.
I think he's just going to frighten the other team with his band. He's just going to scare the shit out of them with his animatronics.
I'm not saying the band is there. I'm saying that he's the leader.
No, the band
of
is
a group
coming.
Of people.
That is the band that plays at halftime. It scares everyone out of the stadium.
I have an option here that I think I think it's contentious, and I think you're going to kind of laugh at it first, but I want it to marinate for a couple of reasons, and that is Miss Chiquita from the Bananas franchise. Now, you wouldn't think it, right? Because, like, typically, you don't see banana mascots represented much across media, which I think is a goddamn shame, but this is not an opinions-based podcast. We're here to find facts, and we're here to really get to the center of the truth. And I think that those hips don't lie, and Miss Banana can really squiggle on the courts.
Yeah.
Get away from the defender. Yeah.
She is slippery.
Quite literally.
Yes. And will make others slip. She's breaking ankles. I could see her being the two or the one. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And she's playing in high heels, which, God bless her.
She's playing in high heels and a skirt, and she's wearing a decorative hat.
With a giant hat with a bunch of fruit on it.
I mean, like,
she can toss the ball up there. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. I don't think I know what she looks like.
She looks like a normal woman with bananas on her head.
Is that it?
Basically.
You want her on your... What is your reasoning? Other the than same you're trying reason to why may Lola have Bunny. Equal banana representation, which I completely understand and I respect that goal. But from like a basketball standpoint, with respect to the fact I don't know anything about basketball, why do you just want a normal lady with bananas on her head?
Because those hips don't lie. And I want to see Miss Chiquita play maybe basketball.
Your hips do lie. You don't know. You don't know.
Maybe your hips lie.
Sometimes they do.
I love this.
All right. I'm going to put somebody out there.
Go for it.
Also, I believe a little contentious, just because of height-wise, Little Caesar.
He's just gonna deflate the ball.
The reason I think so, the amount of hand-eye coordination it takes to slam a spear down and catch two pizzas on it.
They're not moving.
At a certain time. Yeah, they flip off. If you've seen the old commercials.
I mean, to stab them, though. Like, the pizzas aren't going anywhere. It's not like he's hunting a live animal. Yeah,
but they flip off of the spear,
but how,
back
like,
onto the
like, okay,
onto
so
it.
I
he
can't
has to catch
it,
them.
But like, I feel like a lot of chefs bestie know how to flip a fucking pizza. It's not really that difficult for people that
and catch
know
it on
what
a spear.
Doing, and he,
yeah, spears no aren't one's... really in, spears aren't really in the mix with sort of like food service pizza making on a day to day.
But what is a spear gonna do? On
I have
bed?
A new
Unless
company
you're trying
idea.
To like. Kill the other team, which I'm not against necessarily. What
now? This is an interesting
just
concept.
Going to deflate the ball, and Deflategate was already done by the Patriots. I'm a
Little Caesar is Tom Brady. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. If he's got a spear, that's all that's going to happen. He's
that
just
makes
deflate
him
the fucking ball.
A cheater,
great at the game. Maybe a cheater.
I mean,
Brady, doesn't mean he's not good at the
I'll
game.
Give you that, but he is a dick. Yeah, absolutely. And no, I don't think Little Caesar would be very good at the game.
Well, speaking of cheater,
yes,
I'm surprised no one's said Chester Cheeto.
He's my point guard.
He's on okay, my, good. On my
yeah,
list.
He's in. He's in.
All right, because he was.
Bestie,
he was
did you bring a? You brought a list. You prepared. I feel betrayed.
But he's going to be the smoothest guy on the court. Like, absolutely the smoothest guy on the court. He can answer to anything.
Now we're going to create a bubble of like romantic comedy fan fiction on the show, because I would watch a 20-minute pilot about Chester Cheetah and Miss Chiquita getting it on a bat, like doing sort of like a basketball sort of like rom-com.
Oh,
romance.
Cheetah,
like, I'd
Chiquita.
Watch the, I'd watch the fuck out of that show.
I would watch that pilot. I would watch the pilot at least.
She's into the furry thing is what I'm hearing. I don't kink shame. I'm just clarifying.
Listen. I think that Chester Cheetah has a charisma that transcends species.
That's true.
Sure. I'm good with it. Yep. I like it.
That's verified.
If we're going the Chester Cheetah route, I'm so glad that it was brought up. I think the Trix Rabbit also has serious basketball contendership.
Yeah. I don't know, because he lets little kids thwart him all the time.
Yes and no. I
he
mean,
gets beat by little kids.
Them. That's the thing.
No, no. He gets outsmarted by children.
If we're talking about Lucky from Lucky Charms, I'll give it to you.
Trix does too.
He does.
It's the same.
They all do.
I don't feel like they're always against each other, the Trix Rabbit and the kids.
I genuinely do not understand why he can't just have fucking cereal. Like is this like a Gremlins thing?
If we're talking if we're talking bunnies, the superior bunny is the Nesquik bunny, Quick the Bunny.
Ooh, see, here's the thing is I'll never endorse a Nestle product in my whole fucking life, so I can't get on board with the Nesquik bunny.
That's so many products, though.
Yeah, I stand by it, too. Fuck that company.
How do you know
they think
you
water's
get them
a privilege.
All? Like,
I tell you what's convincing about the Nesquik bunny though is like he's constantly jumping to the top of those comically large chocolate milk glasses. So he's literally got the hops.
He's got the hops.
Also, he is part of Nestle, and they're like a big old fucking corporation. So he's
they'll
got
just
the
pay to win.
He's got corporate
he's
back got, of money. He's got the money.
Sponsorships. Sponsorships.
As long as he can avoid getting in a tube, he can use that evilness to propel the team forward.
Okay, so the last one I got, it's the only one I could find that has actual real life basketball experience.
I can't believe you all fucking prepped. Nerds. I'm just kidding.
The Burger King. Has actual
like
basketball. He's the only one that we've mentioned that has handled a basketball in a commercial.
Money the Tiger, the first one I said has handled a basketball
in a real setting. And I don't want to break this to you, but Tony the Tiger is animated.
Yeah, you know that the Burger King.
Burger King guy's in a guy in a suit.
Yeah.
And he looks like he has fused vertebrae, like his.
And still,
he's got the thing going on.
Jumped off a trampoline, sailed like 20 feet, and dunked the ball. That's impressive.
That's so, not any more real.
So what's a professional stunt person that they put in a mask did that? Not the, Burger, the actual the, Burger King.
He was the Burger King.
No,
I do think that it's got to be that like if you're wearing the crown, you are the king moment.
Yeah,
like the Burger King is whoever's wearing the costume.
Yeah.
However, this I will posit is. If unless I'm very much mistaken, the Burger King does ball under like 45-ish pounds of mink furs and ermine coats. And like I worry about the endurance of that.
That's
person.
Fair. That's a valid argument.
Because like heat stroke's a real thing.
Yeah, they're real hot and sweaty.
Any other characters?
I've got one more.
Bring it on.
And it's I'm not gonna defend it. It's the Planters peanut guy.
I tried so hard to like think of a way to get him in. And I just couldn't think of a really good argument.
He could be
the coach.
Maybe the other team has a crippling nut allergy.
The only other thing I could think of.
He just blows his brains out on the court.
No nuts on the court. No nuts on the court.
I had two more. I'll
go for
throw them out there. So I don't think any of us have really mentioned like a point guard, like the Steph
Chester.
Curry, the one
Chester.
That's running it. Okay, Chester. But you know, obviously that's the captain. So I was thinking Captain Crunch, but. My biggest one is we all thought of Jolly Green Giant as the center, as the biggest guy, the guy who's going to block the shots. What about the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters?
Okay.
Biggest mascot for food I've ever seen in my life. Nobody's
he's
getting a
like
shot past the Stay Puft Marshmallow
mascot?
Man.
No, I thought he was just in the movie.
No, that was the actual mascot from the 80s.
He's an actual guy.
Yeah, but he was as tall as a 25-story building.
I worry about the hand-eye coordination of the state puff marshmallow man because he was quite clumsy and did explode all over a building, sort of Gushers style, because he couldn't walk straight.
He could be backup center, right?
I feel like the ball would just stick to him.
Now, is this a plus or a minus?
Now you can use the little
no
seasoned spear to get it off. Literally the only use for that spear.
Use the spear to cut
off. I mean,
off
if it most. Brings Little Caesar back in, I'm fine with it.
Get Little Caesar back in the mix.
He just hangs on the sideline. He sits on the bench and just waits for the ball to get stuck to the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man again. And then he's like, my time has come.
Him. We haven't mentioned, and there's nothing I can find in basketball bylaws about this, a flyer. So Toucan Sam.
I hadn't thought of that. Someone who can literally fly.
Yep. I mean, if you can move without touching the court, you don't have to dribble. Kind of seems like a no-brainer.
I don't know how that works.
Traveling the ball, though.
Gotta dribble.
Yeah, but he's not walking.
But he's not touching the court.
He's not taking steps. The whole thing about traveling is you can't take three steps. He's not stepping. He's flying.
I think they would still call it traveling to go from point A to point B.
Nothing in the rules right now.
You know what? You know what? I think it's a slam dunk.
Don't play right now. I hate it here.
Nice, Alex.
Peaky's up.
All right. Any others before I review the list? And we'll try to narrow it down to five. Okay?
That's all I got.
All right. We got Tony the Tiger, Jolly Green Giant, Lefty the Glove, Charles Entertainment Cheese, Mrs. Chiquita Banana, Chester Cheetah, Little Caesar, Quick the Bunny, the Planters Peanut Guy, the Stay Puft Marshmallow, and Toucan Sam.
I think Jolly Green Giant and Chester Cheetah are locks, personally. I think that combo is just like, that really works.
Too good.
I do think Tony the Tiger is, because like canonically he has balled before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's too good. He's a power forward. He's got that strength. There's not a lot of mascots with that full strength. So, yeah.
So really we're talking about defense for the last two.
Other than Jolly Green at center. We probably need a shooting guard and we need a two and a three basically.
So we're using Chester Cheeto as the point guard. So we need a shooting guard
and a small forward. And so I think of the people who are left, there is Charles Entertainment Cheese, Lefty the Glove, Mrs. Chiquita, Little Caesar, Quick the Bunny, Planner's Peanut, Stay Puft Marshmallow, Toucan Sam. I think your shooters out of that to play small forward, the shooting guard. Probably going to be either Chuck E. Cheese or Quick the Bunny.
I think of the two, again, not endorsing Nestle, horrible company. I think we got to give it to Quick the Bunny because he's got literal physical skills, whereas Charles Entertainment Cheese is sort of just bringing that drive.
He's kind of playing off of everybody else's skills, Charles is. Yeah, I get that. I'm good with that. Yeah, okay. I like it. And we want that
Nestle money for the team.
We do also want the bankroll of the horrible, horrible company that thinks water is a privilege.
They will be the sponsor of the stadium. And they will charge for water in the stadium.
Nestle Stadium. I'm kind of into it.
All right, now we need a three. We need a small forward. So my vote would be Lefty Glove, but the other option...
Lefty Glove. And the reason being is your small forward is the most versatile person on the field. He can shoot, he can run, he can dribble, he can do with everything. And I feel like the guy that's literally a hand, he may not be best at anything, but he can kind of do everything. I like Lefty Glove.
He's the all-around guy.
My only thing with him, we're talking about like how ambulatory he is. He walks around on where like the bottom of the palm would
be. Yeah. So he's hopping. He's probably not
actually using his hand. He's using his fingers as individual.
There's no control with that. This is all hand.
Using his fingers is still using hand.
He's not big too. Like, getting up in the air and dribbling with that. He has to stay on the ground at the wrist.
Does he have to stay on the ground? We weren't clear on that.
I've never seen anything to.
I'm not again, Drew. Otherwise. I'm not looking for him to bring the ball up the court. So after he makes a steal, I'm expecting him to steal it, grab it, pass it to Chester, who's already lightning quick down and in for the dunk/layup. So I'm just looking for him to be your utility all around guy.
Miss Chiquita could do it. I think Miss Chiquita Banana could be the versatile player on the court.
You've got a weird crush on Miss Chiquita. I haven't seen her. She might be very sexy. I'm not sure, but I'm not sure she's the best choice either.
I'm going to DM you a picture of Miss Chiquita. You got to change your goddamn mind.
Go for the diversity play on this too.
I don't think we need a large wooden ship.
I'm going to need you to like Anchorman. Texture this, and I'll tell you on a scale of 1 to 10 how sexy she is.
That's not the show that we're in right now, but sure, let's go for it. Why not?
That'll be our last call, is just how sexy is this person?
I don't know what she looks like.
Write that down.
All in favor of Lefty the Glove.
I'm fine with it.
Okay. So our lineup, Chester Cheetah at the one, Quick the Bunny at the two, Lefty the Glove at the three, Tony the Tiger at the four, and the Jolly Green Giant at the five. That's a team to be reckoned with.
Sexy. Solid team.
If I do say so. What kind of food do you think they're serving at this game?
No, stop it.
Good food, bad food, quantity.
Professional eating amounts of food.
Guys, team, people, I recently, it's August now, but like July wasn't that long ago, was reminded of the...
About a month ago, actually.
About, roughly, give or take. Was reminded of the Nathan's hot dog eating contest where Joey Chestnut has been basically just wiping the floor with everyone for the longest time. And I want to see a new food eating contest, and I want everyone's ideas, and whatever wins, we're going to sponsor in some way, shape, and form and try to get that going. So who's got thoughts?
Why did they decide on hot dogs in the first place?
It's July 4th and hot dogs are a big Independence Day staple. I think, really, yeah, awesome. They go hand in hand. And burgers are probably a lot more difficult in terms of shape. So.
They slide down easier.
You can boil 100 hot dogs at a time. You have to grill burgers.
Oh, it's much cheaper.
Mm-hmm. I have a strong take on this one from a sort of horror writing perspective. So it's it's a whole vibe, and I'm going to ask for your patience on it because it might be not the move. What if we took Jell-O? You're familiar.
Yep.
You've met.
Big, like a swimming pool of Jell-O. And then somebody, the contestants each have their own swimming pool of Jell-O, and each contestant swan dives into the Jell-O and then has to immediately eat enough space to breathe to survive. And then they have to, and then the contest starts. And then it's how much Jell-O can you excavate from your personal, and then it's a sort of architectural challenge too, where like, how do you eat Jell-O strategically so that it doesn't collapse on you and kill you and suffocate
after
you?
Yeah. You've already eaten enough to breathe.
Correct.
I feel like I've had this nightmare, but
like, because you got to find an air, you got to find a way to the surface. Like you got to eat to the surface to get fresh air down there.
Right. He's saying you have to swan dive. You got to jump off of the 20-foot platform.
Sounds like
down 8 feet down.
Can I not like
try to eat your way up?
Can I not jump like feet down? It's Jell-O. So I mean that way might,
but you're gonna, but it's, but you got to start 20 feet up. So you're getting some depth.
Well, yeah, but at least my head is facing the right direction if I just jumped versus like diving.
I just don't want to drown and jump.
How are you going to breathe?
That sounds like a great way to die.
But that's what he's saying. You don't get to breathe until you eat your way up.
Alex, I
want to
build off your idea.
Please do. Please do. Yes, yes, and this. Get in this car with me.
I want to build off your idea because, okay, so real fear, water slide, going down, tries to go back up, and you're stuck in the little bend of a water slide.
Absolutely.
Maybe in the Jell-O so that you can breathe, but you're still stuck. You're stuck in the, you know, you dove down into a hole, you're stuck in the bend, and you got to eat your way up to, but you can still breathe. Like, I feel like it's more feasible.
Breathing is very important. I've been led
very important to eating. Yeah.
All right. What if we strapped people to a sort of like, what's that mask that people wear when they sleep to provide them with fresh air? It's like a
CPAP.
What if we strap people to a CPAP sort of like Aquanaut style, and that's like, that's attached to a big hose, and then they dive into the Jell-O with that strapped to their nostril mouth, and then they sort of have to like take it off and eat a little bit. You know what? This idea is kind of falling apart on me. I'm going with the Jell-O diving cube.
Okay, this is not mine, but I kind of like the going off of that kiddie pool of Jell-O. But you have to eat it with a straw. Okay. The entire thing, one sip at a time with a straw.
Are there also additional life or death stakes, like with Bestie's plan, or do people get to live even if they lose?
There could be levels. You could do like an intermediate, advanced, or beginner's class.
I'm fine. Like failure is death. That's fine. I'm half Asian. Failing death. I'm here for it. I just wanted to clarify if that was the level that we were on with this.
Listen, I think the professional food eating is missing that level of drama, and I think that somebody actually suffocating on camera really brings the juice.
It's not enough for the, and you've got diabetes now.
Anyway,
not enough. Not enough life and death.
My answer is the suffocating Jell-O cube.
So I'll put out mine, and it's in a similar vein, and I'm gonna ask you guys if it's truly food or not, but it does involve a certain amount of pain. I want a slushy eating contest.
I thought about that.
That's a food.
Yeah,
I will consider that a food.
I mean, you could go smoothie, go milkshake, ice cream, any of those. But the people that are able to eat the absolute most amount of frozen, semi-liquid foods in the fast amount of time, enduring what has to be the worst brain freeze of all time.
I like the slushy idea. I think that we need to find a way to keep it frozen because I think an easy way out is just wait for the bottom to melt and then just consistently take little sips from the liquid at the bottom.
That's easy. I think you have a time limit.
No. You just go directly from the machine.
Okay, there you go. Just like right in there.
Ooh.
Yeah, you just head up.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we let the contestants choose their frozen beverage, or is it mandated like it's a strawberry slushy? Because I feel like there's a...
I think every year we've gotten away in America from voting as a nation on things like we used to do with American Idol or any of those talent shows. Every year we choose as a nation what the flavor that year is going to be. Highest amount of votes wins. So it could be lemon lime, could be orange, could be grass. Who knows? Throw out 50 different flavors and let America choose.
I am seeing a Running Man, The Purge-esque, like tonight's the night we vote, which is when all crime is legal for 12 hours. Get to the polls.
Someone on 4chan is going to add grass as a flavor for sure. Yeah. And that's going to gain for sure. way too many votes. Go ahead, Ben. Now you go.
I want to play off of Drew's idea. Now. Drew, I like the idea of changing it up every year. Because, yeah, Nathan's hot dogs, great. But it's the same thing every year. You know, at least like every year, throw a different condiment or something on it. Like, switch it up a little. So I love the idea of changing it every year. So I kind of ran with that. And I came up with a ton of ideas. I have a list of like 15 that I've made in like 5 minutes. But I thought of one like right before we got on. I want to see an eating contest change every year with a different Lunchable. And I want to see the contest of, you know, this year it's turkey and cheese. Next year it's pizza. And you have to eat as many Lunchables, including the candy, as fast as you can. I want to see every year. And that way you've got your little bit of change. It's nostalgic for pretty much everybody watching under the age of 50. And it's entertaining because you're not just eating the same thing. You know, some people might try to eat 20 candy bars at once and then eat 20 stacks of turkey or whatever it is. I want to see the Lunchable eating contest.
The thing that would hang up most people is putting a straw in the fucking Capri Sun. that is at any age, in any state or country that I've lived in, I have never once mastered putting the fucking straw in the Capri Sun in like one swift motion. I would be a bad Little Caesars guy because I can't do the stabbing thing with a Capri Sun, apparently.
I feel like they would use their teeth.
If we're going to do Lunchables, we need to have everyone stack them first. So you have to create the biggest tower possible without falling over. And then you have to eat it.
That's part of the strategy. I disagree.
I like the mental gymnastics of you are one person facing an avalanche of Lunchables. And it's sort of like it's man versus wild where you have like, do you make the Dagwood stack or do you just rip plastic and shove? Like I like the because there's a mental approach to that.
Another level.
I would watch it once. Right. I would watch someone eat. And shove crack like there's not that many variations of Lunchables, right? There's like four, maybe five. Like once I got it. Not a lot of people watch.
How many variations of hot dogs are there?
Not a lot, and that's why one really watches it anymore.
To be fair,
but everybody watches it every year.
Hang on, everyone.
I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it, but it still makes ESPN every year. So there's at least
there's
a crowd.
A highlight. and you're like, oh, yeah. Oh, did Joey win again?
ESPN APO Joe. Yeah.
Cool. I don't know. That's why I wanted maybe some sort of stacking element because for Alex's, I like the Jell-O jumping in the pool because it adds that extra element of danger and or athletic ability and eating. Ben, I was like, let's
possibly
make them.
Death.
Possibly death.
I was on board with that part.
Right. Let's say they have to make a tower first, and then they can. We didn't say how, right? They can make a pyramid out of it. They have to stack them in some way first. You have to use all the things. Then you have to just start shoveling food. So there's an added piece to it than just
food. Look, hear me out here. What if we yes and this, right? You've got Lunchables, mm-hmm. and then you are facing a chasm of a 10-foot gap between two piers and there's piranha infested waters and you have to build and eat a bridge to get yourself from point A to point B. You got to build a bridge that gets you across with Lunchables and then you have to eat the bridge as you go.
I think we took it one step too far.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I kind of dig this whole, what is that race of people like the Iron Man where it's got like different stations with different foods. We're going to use all the foods and we're going to be building bridges and swimming in Jell-O and whatever else we talked about. I forgot already.
Mine's a little bit more less about quantity versus mine's more pain and suffering and just mental stamina. I want to see...
Title of my autobiography. Continue.
I want to see people somehow, how they do it might be up to them, but somehow have maybe an open cut around their lip and have to eat lemons. And just lemons? Endure lemons and malic acid and just let that just burn for like...
Well, like hot wings or something.
I was going to say, like, you could go, like, you could say, like, Serrano chilies, or, like, you could really amp it up.
You could, but that's already been done. I've already seen a lot of hot wings. There's a whole all thing right, called hot wings.
Like ghost pepper.
I was trying to go somewhere thing. Where no one's gone before, and I was like, there's not a lemon eating competition. And if you've ever had lemon juice in a cup before, that shit hurts. And so let's do a quantity of lemons you have to eat while also having cuts on your hands and face.
That's just hands torture.
And face? I thought yep. It was just on the fucking mouth. I've not had just like a cup of straight up lemon juice, but I have cut like the corners of my mouth with like a Dorito.
Yeah.
Like when I'm being fucking fat ass and I don't bother to chew the thing. I just put the whole thing in there. It's sounding really bad. Sorry, audio.
We've all done it.
I would watch that eating contest, just Doritos.
But they have to be whole. However you take it out of the bag, you have to put it all. So if it's a big one, you're cutting the side of your mouth.
That's what
and then
said.
You have to drink the lemon. And then you have to build the bridge to get to
that's like the thing. It's like the eating contest triathlon.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Did you miss that? I'm just trying to take credit for my joke.
Isn't that all he does?
I said it in a lull in conversation so people could hear it instead of just continuously monologuing.
All right. Diana, is your official vote just the quadathlon of all four of us?
Absolutely. See, I didn't prepare and come with a food.
Right.
I'm just all vibes here. Yes, I'm 100%.
All right. So we got the Jell-O swimming pool fear factor is what I called it. My lemon with open mouth cuts, the slushy contest, and Lunchables. What are we going with? Or all four back to back to back to back?
I kind of like the smoothie one. I quite like the frozen beverage challenge.
As long as it's coming from the machine.
Right. It's got to stay cold.
Okay.
And it's like, something I feel like you could train
that one,
for.
Or do they finish with that one? Because if you start with that one, you might have the brain freeze for the rest of them.
I think most people are just going to pick one.
No, we're doing all of them.
We're doing all of them.
Yes. Now it's just the order we're doing them in.
All right. Well, then we have to end with mine because it's literally the end for most of the people.
I mean, for sure. That's
okay. Yeah.
Not so sudden death, but death all the same. So
I like starting with the frozen drink challenge because then it's like, you know, some people can like speed up or like find a way to hack that.
I think you start with Travis's with the painful lemon juice.
Because
the smoothie cools it off a little bit,
but we don't want to
right into more
luxury
pain. But right into more pain, just a different type.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm okay with that. So we go lemon, slushy, Lunchable, Jell-O.
Yes, because you need the Lunchables to build the bridge to get over. Were they piranhas? I don't know.
It was some sort of meaningless menace at the bottom of it. I don't remember.
But then we cut to the real contest of the two dudes on the sofa eating family-sized bags of Doritos.
Wow, rude.
Just one chip at a time.
And how many
bags they can get to.
I would excel in that.
While watching other food eating.
Do you guys think they had Doritos on the Oregon Trail?
Stop it.
I think that's probably why they wanted to go to Oregon.
Probably.
Historically Doritos. The birthplace of Doritos.
Shit, I broke another string. Don't worry, call Ray over at Rocket Guitar Repair. Rocket Guitar Repair? Rocket Guitar Repair. With over 50 years playing, building, and repairing guitars, Rocket Guitar Repair can get your guitar repaired rocket quick. Call Rocket Guitar Repair at 678-400-3062. Or visit rocketguitarrepair.com.
We decided to make it a quadathlon.
Great. Love it.
And all four of us, we're going to go back to back to back to back to back.
I kind of decided it. I kind of bullied everyone into it.
It wasn't a bad idea. I wasn't going to win.
Wow,
so
I saw that face, bestie. I saw that. I don't need your facial attitude.
Listen, all I'm saying is you came into the end of it with, I didn't have anything prepared, so I'm going to make the decision, which was a fucking wild call.
That is absolutely what being like a supervisor is, okay?
You're basically a manager. You're basically middle management.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
I just swooped in like the CEO here and was like, that's what we're doing.
Our president currently is not here, so the other guy that could make it tonight.
Do you think they have CEOs on the Oregon Trail?
Guys, I stay up at night thinking of random topics for this podcast. And one of them was, what three modern professions, so it can't be something that was like around 100 years ago, has to be a modern day profession, would be best to have with you if you're exploring the Oregon Trail for the first time back in the 1700s-ish, 1800s? I don't know. Somewhere in that general time frame.
I think Oregon Trail didn't come out until like the 1990s, though.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
The third one was the best. Are we counting? Because, I mean, just practically speaking, obviously having like a medical person.
Right, like a doctor.
That's what I mean. Because like the dysentery. And
if you can find a way to make it modern, I'm there. Like if you want to say.
Not modern, Travis? Do you?
Well, there are the.
Does he wear the plague thing?
Yeah, if you said plague doctor, I'd say no. But if you can say anesthesiologist. You
why,
would just
why
be
would
specific.
Want an anesthesiologist for issues with dysentery. I want either infectious that's what I'm disease saying. Or internal med.
But that's
okay,
not
but,
modern.
But Bessie, what the prompt is modern.
An internal
like
med.
New
modern doctor.
Yeah. Internal modern med was probably around back at that time.
A form of.
Yeah, but that's close. Yeah, modern blacksmithing uses actual like. Machinery.
I mean, I would just like doctoring is it's come a long way.
But like,
so, give me, okay, what about like a neurosurgeon?
Right. That would I would give you neurosurgeon.
What am I gonna do with a neurosurgeon on the Oregon?
Here, let me help.
Ostensibly, they've done a general.
They've got a brain bleed.
Rotation.
Clearly, none of you have actually worked with these specialists.
My brother is an eye dentist, and
he's a what?
I have worked with them.
He refers himself as an eye dentist. He's an ophthalmologist. Yes, but he will tell you, no, he will tell you he's basically an eye dentist because he just shoots lasers at your eyes and makes your vision better.
Yeah, that's what they, as soon as you go outside their specialty, like they're fucking out.
You tell that to the rest of my family who with the smallest cut call Eric, he's a doctor. And
does he not do the thing that most specialists do? And they're like, oh no, call internal med.
No, he'll be like, oh, what are your symptoms? Yeah, you're pregnant.
Yeah, just call medicine. Oh, or that.
I am so trying to hold back a tangent right now.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm holding them back so well.
All right, I've got one to start.
I was going to agree with you on your tangent, Deanna. Go ahead, Alex.
You're going to give me shit for this. You're going to give me shit for this because you're going to tell me that it's probably the oldest profession, but I'm going to argue that it is ostensibly the newest profession, and that is a ne'er-do-well.
I am going to give you shit because you just gave me shit about doctor. If it's not a modern specialty, it doesn't count. And then you're going to come in and say, oh, well, it's the oldest and the newest. No.
Can you even be paid to be a ne'er-do-well? It's got to be a profession.
Yes, absolutely. They make thousands of dollars on TikTok and YouTube daily. I'm talking about your full-time content creators. I'm talking about your Instagram influencers. I'm talking about your TikTok trend makers. I'm talking about all those.
How are those beneficial for you on the Oregon Trail?
Usually they sit down a lot and they do consume a fair amount of calories per day. And I think that they are ripe for roasting. I think they are the perfect
living
cattle
to
take with you on the Oregon Trail, because I would love for one to know what Tim the Tatman tastes like if you grilled him and served him with chimichurri sauce.
Probably inky.
Probably, but I want to find out.
If we're going medicine and we need somebody, I have one for this. Paramedic. They have
a mercy flight paramedic.
The ability to triage and treat things in the moment. They have a general background in most like superficial medical treatments, but they're not specialized in something so specific that they just can't do anything.
They can't prescribe medicine.
I see where you're going with
but
that.
But there's no medicine to prescribe on the Oregon Trail.
They can't go to a pharmacy.
You are looking for somebody who can set a bone or treat a rash or...
That's the problem. I would argue the modern.
You're not prescribing it. There's no medicine to be had at that point. You're looking for somebody who can treat wounds and
medics have been in the military for 150 plus years. Yeah, I mean, medics have been around. I wouldn't say it's modern just by adding para. I get what you're saying because it's changed, but medics have been around way too long. I wouldn't call it modern.
Let's pivot here a little bit. Does anyone have non-medical people?
I got one.
Okay,
that's long. Fine. You're doing great. What? Give me some not. We'll come back to
medical profession.
I'll table that for now. Medical professional.
Okay, so I have three, but I'm gonna say one. I'm gonna play a little bit off of Alex's idea, but I'm not gonna go with eating the guy who you're taking with you. I'm actually going to use his skills. So I was trying to think, you know, protection, shelter, entertainment, like all these different things that you would want on the Oregon Trail. So on Alex's idea, I'm going to take your ne'er-do-well, but I'm going to change it. And I'm going to go video game developer, imagination, entertainment, and think about all the different video games and all the concepts that they have to come up with to get out of, you know, war zones and all these difficult situations. So creative ways to get out of dangerous situations, they have that creative mindset. You know, they're kind of like your planner. They can plan ahead. They know what you're getting into. Video game developer is my number one.
Would you say specifically the video game developer for Oregon Trail?
Well,
no.
Damn.
Nope. It would be Halo and name another dozen. Candy Crush.
I do quite like the idea of like the raw creativity solution generating role.
And that's the idea. Thank you. Yes.
I guess this might not be modern, but you see it on like TV shows and shit. Like what about those people that are survivalists? Like their whole thing. Some of them have YouTube channels where they just like fucking will build shelter out of shit from outside and it'll be really badass somehow, even though they're not using tools.
I would argue for that because before it wasn't a profession. It was just something someone did to literally survive.
Yes.
And now it's more of like I'm going to make money off of this survival content just because I'm halfway decent at it. So if you want to say survivalist might be a decent way to put it.
So can I say my number two? Because it lines up with that.
Sure.
Because I was trying to think really modern professions and I was trying to think shelter, like what you're saying. I went tiny house architect because that is a new modern profession. Even though there used to be architects that build small houses, it was never focused as they were never micro tiny house architects. That is a specific job title now that is focused on one specific area. I'm willing to bet architects 100 years ago that built small houses also built big houses.
But I have a problem with that design. They don't build. Whereas right. if you bring in like a survivalist, they can actually
you already
build.
Have
which
the
takes me, but that takes but... me to my third person. So, all right, I'll just go ahead and finish my thought process because all three of them are important. That's why we have three. My third person for a modern role is a personal trainer. Somebody who can protect, motivate, build what the architect comes up with and is fit to hunt for food. So you bring your personal trainer, you've got your architect to build shelter, you've got your video game developer to keep you out of danger. It's kind
You're
of like
a lot of assumptions that this personal trainer
I, that this show is things, this like, podcast is nothing like, but making assumptions and
all
making
about
them facts.
Like you'd have to have
I assume it's a
personal trainer.
It's Ben Stiller from Dodgeball is the personal trainer.
Yeah, or Ben Stiller from Heavyweights. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Here's the thing is I like the triple threat that Ben has built here. However, it's so self-reliant that if one of those wiggles, the whole thing falls down.
Mm-hmm.
Good and point. That's the like each of them is leaning against each other, which again, like that's a good concept, but then like if you remove one of them, the other two fully collapse.
That's a good point. They're not really self-standing. If you lose one, the other two will probably suffer.
Okay, so I have a way to kind of bridge the gap then.
Lunchables.
Yes, exactly.
Over
or
the
a Dorito so, Dorito
the
bridge.
Lunchable gap,
the modern snack.
Lunchable gap.
The modern rainbow bridge. General contractor.
Now, hang on. That's got to be an ancient job. Like there's no way that's a
have
modern
you seen
job.
The pyramids?
There was no nobody putting General Contractor on a CV back in the day. This is, you either did one job or the other. You were, yes, you might have been a building planner, but the term general contractor has not been around for more than, let's say, 60, 70 years.
Which is modern enough.
Ish. Yeah. Modern enough. And Oregon Trail was back in the 1820s, 30s.
I'm something still around pretty there. Sure it was the 1990s. But
as a way to kind of bridge the gap, a general nice contractor journey. Knows how to build it, but in the best of circumstances, knows how to do, at least in theory, all of those jobs, like repairing a wagon or building a shelter.
What about an engineer?
There have been engineers forever.
They look good on paper.
That's what, yeah.
I mean, engineers are pretty versatile.
Like a locomotive engineer, or no, I'm done.
Like a manufacturing engineer.
Yeah, but electronics engineer, that's new.
So manufacturing engineering is kind of a combination of all
that's
of them,
true.
Minus civil engineering, and that I would call a modern profession. And they are both hands-on and planning, and they can do a lot of things. And like great problem solvers, creative workarounds, like I think that'd be solid.
So the other one I have that no one's mentioned yet is, I assume all of these people are modern people, right? That's my assumption anyway. And we've never had to deal with anything like exploring the Oregon Trail. It's going to cause a lot of, I don't know, mental anguish. And I want to have a psychiatrist and or therapist there to just calm everyone the fuck down. Because everyone's going to be at each other's throats, because we're going to be on this survival trail for months on end.
If you bring the doctor with the meds, he can just bring SSRIs with him.
Everyone, but he's going to run out real quick. If you told me, hey, maybe pharmacist, and just carries a bag of meds with him, that's his shtick, and he's not going to be able to patch you up and just meds, I might be able to get behind pharmacist, but not just
It's a goddamn shame that witch is an old job and not a new right? job, because that's perfect. That's exactly what we need, is just a witch. I've got a fairly modern job. It's very specific, but super useful. So let me see if it passes the muster here. And that is Mary Poppins.
I mean, she's magic and shit.
I was going to say David Copperfield. So that, I mean, I like it.
But Mary Poppins isn't a profession. She's a person.
Pretty sure it says Mary Poppins on her CV. She is Mary Poppins.
Perfect in every way.
Right.
She's literally perfect in every way.
Yeah,
no, she's practically perfect.
I was going to say, I thought it was perfect.
I get that, but there is just the one. I didn't say.
Would you not also qualify Nanny McPhee?
No.
As a Mary Poppins-esque?
No.
Kind of a doctor. I mean, to Deanna's point, she's kind of a doctor. She can make medicine go down. I mean, she knows how to do that.
That's true.
I mean, we're kind of talking about it like it.
One's got
a child care specialist at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, there's children on this trail? I'm out.
No. I hope not.
We're eating them first.
All right, I've got one more.
Go for it.
To try and put past everybody. Repo Man.
Is that not a wild call?
I know. And we're all finding, equivalents for old school.
I like
Bounty
it.
Hunt. You could even put Bounty Hunter
like
on that. Like,
come outlaw, across a vehicle.
That kind of thing. Repo Man is the person who's willing to do what it takes to get the job done, whether that means killing somebody to take back their property, to give back to whatever the giant corpo is, or hunting, anything and everything. They're kind of your all-around, jack of all trades, to just make sure that we get from point A to point B.
I do appreciate that can-do attitude.
I actually like that. Yeah, I mean, they could come across, if your vehicle breaks down, they probably have a decent skill set to start a broken down vehicle in somebody else's yard or driveway.
Aren't they pulled by oxen?
Well, modern day.
I guess
Oregon
I didn't
Trail.
Know how far back we were going to, because if we're taking a car from point, I've driven across the country and I didn't need any of these other professions. It was just
it's
me.
A wagon.
Granted, I'm a nurse, but it was just me and it was fine. I think it would have to be a wagon for any of this to.
No, we're transporting. These modern professions back to the time of covered wagon times.
So it starts in Cleveland as an SUV, and then it just sort of like deteriorates. Yeah, it's sort of like Portal Fantasy. It is a wagon, yes. And $17.99 by the time it gets to Portland.
Like it loses a wheel, and then suddenly there's an ox leg.
It's a Winnebago. Yeah.
I do like Repo Man quite a lot, and I also do like Engineer. I think those are my top two choices.
Someone convince me what the Repo Man is actually going to bring to the table.
I think can do attitude, and like he's kind of scary. So
you can get that out of any professions person
on the Oregon Trail that like want to take.
You guys have been fighting so hard for professions that have equivalents in the olden times for modern times. Repo Man is a fairly modern, with a title, a person that goes to people to bring back property that they cannot pay for or have not been able to pay for by force.
I'd be good with like a Dog the Bounty Hunter meets Repo Man type of guy. Yeah,
it's kind of like a bouncer or caravan guard.
That's what I'm trying to combine them. Yeah,
it's the modern day caravan guard, in my opinion.
Let me tell you why I'm taking umbrage with the question, and that is it's this definition of modern, because the modern profession has evolved out of a post Oregon Trail problem. Like it is a modern job is solving a modern problem, and you're asking for a modern job to solve an old problem. And the best thing to solve old problems are old jobs, like witches and doctors and bounty hunters and outlaws and whatever.
That's the crux of the question. There's not going to be, if we're looking at modern professions, there's not going to be a great answer.
Then I think Repo Man is a perfectly good substitute.
I want to know what the Repo Man is going to bring to the table with their actual skill set versus their personality.
They're going to bring somebody else's car to the table. That's the point. They're going to bring somebody.
It's not
going to
exist in the or.
It's somebody who's
say security guard. If you're just going off personality,
but that's a security guard is a much easier way to go back to an old world profession like guard or
tax
soldier
collector
or anything like that. Whereas Repo Man is a very modern profession that has some of the same qualifications in my mind.
The best we are going to do is take an old job with modern trappings.
Exactly.
That's the best way to solve this, because
and that's why
stick
that's
to
how I
want modern. And that's why I like Repo Man.
Okay. That's one.
I think Mary Poppins is a strong second contender.
I was on board with Survivalist until I remembered there are literally people that were paid to help people survive on journeys like this, and they were basically just survivalists for hire. They just weren't on the internet.
Lewis and Clark were
basically
literally survivalists.
Yeah. Well, they were the money behind
it. They were explorers. So, I was going to say, difference. Like,
so take the modern version of that. Take the
personal
trainer.
The personal trainer
who can protect you, but also motivates. Like a survivalist, not a great motivator, but can protect you. So take the personal trainer who can.
They're not going to have the skills,
but they're going to motivate you to keep going.
I don't just need the motivation. Like motivation is not going to get me through if I don't know what plant is safe to eat and which one is going to.
Here's the thing: you are incapable of being hyped anywhere, Diana. That's so true. Like you are going to undervalue.
You're the outlier.
You are going to undervalue any sort of like mental fortitude brought to the table. I like personal trainer.
I like personal trainer over survivalist on the modernness of it, because there weren't a lot of people paying for getting in shape. They just were getting in shape.
Nobody was. 100 years ago, being fat was like the right thing to do.
I just feel like there's got to be a more modern equivalent that would be a little bit more appropriate. That
physical therapist?
No, I'm thinking more of like that just rugged outdoor knowledge is what I'm looking
disc golf for. Player
but as a profession is where I'm bumping up.
Well, that's where I'm
botanist.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Everybody knows the hardiest of physical individuals is the botanist of the group.
They do know plants best. Bestie, you love plants.
Love plants, but I don't call myself a botanist.
Have been around forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
I was giving an example. I'm not voting for botanist. I'm saying that would be a type of...
I don't know. I like botanist because in the long and short, we're looking for the amount of knowledge available to a modern person in that job. Like a modern botanist as opposed to somebody who studied plants in their spare time back in the day 200 years ago, vastly different.
That is true.
So some, like, the general amount of availability of what is in their brain from studying in 2023 as opposed to back in the 1800s, different in every field that we've talked about, even. That's where the difference is for me. So, like, somebody who's a wagon wright or, you know, a blacksmith back then as opposed to nowadays, you could do so much more with that modern version of the profession, even if it had an equivalent back in the day, is very different. So I like botanists for that, because they just would know so much more off the cuff, even.
Which the botanist might be able to help with medicinal things on the journey that aren't necessarily afforded to you at the beginning.
Have a doctor.
I like botanist. I like botanist.
We don't have a doctor. If there was a good modern version that didn't exist for thousands of years, that would be helpful. I'd be for it.
I think you could make the same argument. COVID doctor. What a doctor can do now compared to what they could do back then is going to, like a botanist, be vastly different when you look at it. Like back then, they were still putting leeches on people. Like that is absurd. A doctor now is going to have an entirely different, like, skill set and knowledge.
The profession, though, is still doctor. The techniques have changed, right?
Right, like an architect is still an architect. We can build better buildings, but we're still just designing a building.
Right. I can doctor a doc. I can doctor a patient. Right. I can doctor
I think that's
a patient.
I think that's what they say. Actually, I have doctored you. That would be $7,000.
So, but if there was a specialty doctor that would help in this case, maybe like a, I don't think this exists.
What about a trauma emergency med?
ER doctor.
He said we said paramedic, and that got kicked out for that.
Well, paramedic was specifically because it was like, oh, they're out in the field, whereas an ER is a, hey, you have to come back.
Like, emergency med is its own specialization.
Yeah,
in the field, an ER doctor
is basically a paramedic.
Still good to have.
Would be even probably better than a paramedic. Yeah. Honestly, they could.
Paramedics
are
going to be a little bit better with the actual hands-on skills, but if they have questions, you still call the med director, which is ultimately...
I don't think we're doing a whole lot of IVs on the Oregon
Trail.
Well,
if you have dysentery, bestie, and you're losing a lot of fluids, you might want one.
Good thing it's 1899.
It was in the Winnebago. It's fine.
Oh, that's true. We did carry it with us in the Winnebago. I did forget. That's
on. It's a limited supply, but it's there. The only other... And Diana, you might be the best person to speak to this. What about like a nurse practitioner? Because that job definitely didn't exist, that specific one.
I think NP or PA, honestly. Yeah. It's a little bit dicey with NP, depending on their education, because they're not as regulated as this is real boring. Don't worry about it. Either one, solid.
That's where
you
I'm like.
Do an emergency and like NP or PA, and that would work. PAs can do surgery and stuff, not independently, but they like, you're not going to see an NP with their hands in a patient in an operating room, but a PA you will. So in that way, maybe a PA.
So maybe physician's assistant might be, because that didn't really exist. It's the modern version of a loophole, basically, exploiting a loophole
I'm for it. Yeah, just do an emergency med PA or a trauma PA, whatever. That's a good loophole. I appreciate that.
What do you guys think about that? PA?
I like it.
PA with a minor in botany. So right now the list is repo man, personal trainer, and PA.
Sure. I like it.
Love it.
I don't think you could probably find something that might make it a tiny bit better, but I don't think you're going to get much better than that list. Yeah. Okay. Yes, we know. It's, guys, we got to go to the bar one more time. It's time for last call. Guys, we're doing another classic Would You Rather Last Call. The order is going to be Ben, Alex, Drew, and Diana. Are we ready? Good. Don't care. Ben, would you rather drink a big gulp of sweat wrung out from an NBA player's undergarments, or would you rather only be able to drink prune juice for the next year?
Prune juice. That's so easy.
Alex.
Prune juice, hands down.
Drew?
Yeah, I'll go prune juice.
And Diana?
absolutely the prune juice, even though it tastes like ass, and you're gonna be shitting your brains out. It's gonna be like hairy
on the full year. For a full year.
Yeah, for the full year. But you know, I mean, you could. It's rapid fire. I'm sorry.
You're good. You're good. Ben, would you rather automatically kiss anything that is purple, or live in a world where it rained caramel?
Oh, rain me some caramel, baby.
Alex.
I also want to live in the caramel rain world.
Yep. Drew.
I picked purple on the last time we did this. Give me caramel all day.
Diana.
Absolutely caramel. That raining caramel might be the only thing that makes me happy.
Ben, would you rather appear as Abraham Lincoln in all photographs, or have 20-inch nostril hair?
Wow. give me the 20 inches. Anything 20 inches is awesome. So 20 inches.
Alex.
I would absolutely rather appear as Abraham Lincoln in every photo I took ever. That's not a contest.
Yep. Drew.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln all the way.
Diana.
And Abe Lincoln.
Ben, would you rather have the physique of a baby but enlarged, or eat a hot dog smothered in caterpillar guts?
Yeah, give me the hot dog.
Alex. I think I'd be a human-sized baby. I think that's fucking hilarious.
Drew.
Yeah, give me those chalky rolls.
Yeah, dude.
Diana.
All day, every day.
I don't know. I don't think I want it. Their bones aren't great. No, I'll eat the caterpillar. It might be good. You know, actually, caterpillars are caterpillars, considered like a delicacy
protein.
In some countries. Protein. So like you said, it could be good and... Plus, how would that work with my Abe Lincoln selfie if I also have the physique of a baby?
Babe Lincoln, it'll be good. Yes.
Yeah. I love Babe Lincoln is quite good.
Babe Lincoln. Babe Lincoln. Good. Ben, would you rather be a human handkerchief, so people just sneezing on you all the time, or, this is a long one, eat pork chops topped with a sauce made from tobacco spit collected from pro baseball players?
Handkerchief? Question mark.
Alex.
I think the pork chop, because it's just one. It's a gross day, but like that handkerchief, because like you're looking at sputum on the plus side of
every
what goes into
day.
A handkerchief.
Yep. Drew.
Yeah, I think pork chop. You could age that, and it would be fine.
Diana.
Yeah, I would absolutely vomit my way through it, but I'd do it.
Ben, would you rather have such a bad dandruff that it looks like 2 inches of snow have fallen wherever you are, or get in a snowball fight, that's topical, get in a snowball fight against a major league pitcher?
I'm going to go with one snowball fight.
Alex?
Yes, also one snowball fight. That's, yep. Yeah.
Drew?
Yeah, snowball fight.
Diana?
Snowball fight. Could you imagine? Do you see how long
Here's the thing is the world that Diana lives in, a lightning strike is a torturous sort of like 6 hour long process in which a spear of lightning slowly invades your body and explodes you inch by inch over a slow motion period of time.
Yeah, that's about, sounds about right. Ben, would you rather be caught by aliens and placed in an alien zoo, or have a neck as long as your torso?
Yes.
Very hurtful, but accurate, so I'm going to let it go.
Give me the neck.
I kind of like the alien zoo. I think they'd be like nice caretakers, you know?
Drew?
3 squares a day. Give me the aliens.
Diana?
I'm afraid to answer now because Musk is going to interrupt. No, alien zoo, and I've actually thought about this way more than I care to admit.
Ben, last one. Would you rather have a head that reflects light like a disco party ball, or automatically headbutt anything you see is orange?
Oh, I hate orange. Headbutt.
Alex?
Yes.
Disco ball.
The party. Drew?
Yeah, give me the disco ball. Distraction.
And Diana?
Disco ball, because even as you read it, I was like, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, right?
You probably won't be able to sleep well, but it'll be fine.
I already can't sleep well, so what do I care? At least
put on
way.
An eye mask. It's fine.
Okay, so I'm not going to go through all of these because that would take too much time. You guys were the same on the first two questions, split on the fourth one, which was the caterpillar hot dog or Abraham Lincoln baby.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. That was I think I could rock Abraham Lincoln. The top
I just
hat.
Think like appearing as Abe Lincoln is fucking hilarious.
Right? It's so cool, actually. Like,
yeah.
But nobody would ever know who you are.
Are you still wearing the clothes that you were wearing, and you just look like Abe, or is it like a full on black and white turns into like an old style?
I think every picture you take turns into the. I don't know history. 1800s Abraham Lincoln.
Would literally never be in a picture for your entire life.
It's only side profile, like Penny, no matter what the situation.
I tell you what, if you played it right,
you could mess with so many people.
You could be the most successful hitman in the history of humanity because you literally cannot be photographed.
Is that not John Wilkes Booth?
Well, I mean, he couldn't be photographed because, like, it didn't exist back then, but, like...
I just meant, like, most successful hitman because he killed...
Well, yeah, he killed one guy, but I'm saying, like, you could...
Most famous.
True.
Well,
Lee Harvey Oswald, if we're talking about president, like, there's some...
Debatable if he did it or not, but...
Yeah, I know. I was on the president line, and that's the first one that came to mind.
I thought you were going to say you were on the grassy knoll. I was getting really excited.
She was the second gunner.
I've been waiting. No one will shoot me.
Ben, you want a really long neck? You're going to be able to reach the leaves on the top of the trees?
One. Do you have, like, and you can feel free to tell me to mind my own business. This is a personal question. Do you have, like, a sort of, like, sexy strangulation thing? Because in this scenario, you could get, like, 9 people to do it at once.
So, in my opinion, everybody has a little bit of a sexy strangulation, autoerotica type of thing in their back pocket. It just comes out a little differently per person. But yes.
All right.
And in your case, you want 9 people doing it to you at the same time.
I mean, 9, 6, 12. I mean, at some point, it's just
divisible by 3. Sure.
Do you wear a necktie like here then, or get like a dress? Okay, picture like an Apatosaurus with like a long neck. Do they wear
a what?
You went. So I'm sorry.
I meant
from a giraffe. Which is a very relatable animal that everybody understands. You're like, oh, nobody's going to get that. I'm sorry. Imagine your daily Apatosaurus.
Brontosaurus? Want me to rant about the Apatosaurus, Brontosaurus thing. You don't want
to. I do. I do. I'm here for it. Because
this
guess what?
Good side content. Yeah.
I'm team Apatosaurus. So.
Thank you. I got a tattoo of it. It's mirrored and it's fucking me up again. But I got a tattoo of it.
So let's go back to that. Where would you put Ben? You now have the neck. The size of your torso, so you have an extra, we'll call it a 2-foot neck, 3-foot neck. Are you wearing the tie below your chin or above your chest? Where are you wearing the necktie?
The tie goes right above the shirt.
Okay, so you'll just have the shirt, the tie.
What do you have, like a
2 feet of neck?
Here, yeah, 2 feet of neck.
So he's wearing the shirt on the shoulders like it's supposed to.
Why and then are just we wearing ties in the first place? I don't understand.
Because there's a formal event, and that's
fuck ties. Get out of here.
It's a bolo.
Get
tie.
Out of here with ties.
Drew, you and I wore ties for years.
I know, and that's why I don't wear them anymore, Ben.
Yeah, I wore one of my cousin's wedding
because they suck.
Guys, I think they're probably kicking us out at this point. The bartender, that guy. The guy who owns the bar, the bouncer, the guy we didn't bring on the Oregon Trail with us, kicking us out. Alex and or Diana, one more time, tell us about Critically Stupid.
Critically Stupid is your real play comedy Dungeons & Dragons podcast. New episodes come out Fridays at, is it 8 p.m. Eastern now, Bestie?
You 7 p.m. EST.
It is 7? I feel like it was 8 last time, whatever. And it's a lot of fun. And I annoy Alex even more if you enjoyed that. There's lots of that. It's a great time. You should definitely come check us out. Help us reach 500 subscribers on our YouTube, or if you want to listen on Spotify or whatnot, that is fine too, but then you don't get to see my face.
Thank you guys.
It looks like Abe Lincoln.
Please next edit, just put Abe Lincoln over her face for the entire video. So good. I'm sure you can do it. No problem.
I'll do like a South Park-esque edit where I just like crudely chop the jaw and it just moves along with her face.
Thank you guys for joining. This has been another episode of the Bar Banter podcast. You can find us on all of the podcast networks. We're there. Also follow us on all of the social media platforms. And hopefully by the time this comes out, big things will be happening and we'll be making some moves and stuff. you'll see new stuff other than just audio. Maybe. I don't know. I keep promising that and nothing happens. Maybe I've got some people on the hook still. I don't know. But just remember that this is our podcast and you're just along for the ride.